Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of April 2025 and our current outlook. Equity markets experienced volatility not seen since the 2020 COVID pandemic following President Trump's April 2nd Liberation Day tariff announcement. The S&P 500 index declined over 10% in just 2 days, wiping out $5 trillion in market value. The index then rallied over 9% on April 9th as a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs was granted for most trading partners, with China being a notable exception. Ultimately, the S&P 500 index posted a minimal 0.7% monthly decline, but daily price movements exceeding 1% occurred over 50% of the time. U.S. large company equities outperformed U.S. small company equities in April, but lagged international equities. International equities produced positive monthly returns and extended their year-to-date outperformance of domestic equities. Volatility also impacted fixed income, as the 10-year Treasury yield fell below 3.9%, but then moved sharply higher and exceeded 4.5% in the same week. The 10-year Treasury yield finished April at 4.2%, little changed from its beginning of the month level. Corporate bond spreads widened as investors turned cautious given an uncertain economic environment. The U.S. dollar declined, which benefited international fixed income returns. Gold hit a fresh record high near $3,500 per ounce, but then retreated from that level later in the month. The possibility that President Trump may remove Fed Chair Jay Powell served as another source of financial market volatility. However, Trump later stated that he has no intentions to replace Powell. Trump has repeatedly called for a lower Fed funds rate, while Powell has expressed concerns that tariffs are likely to contribute to higher inflation, which could limit the Fed's ability to cut interest rates. Surveys of consumer and business sentiment show a deteriorating economic outlook. One such survey, the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index, has declined for 4 consecutive months and has fallen over 30% from its level 1 year ago. On the other hand, many economic data reports remain at healthy levels. U.S. retail sales saw its biggest monthly increase in 2 years, and labor markets continue to show resilience overall. Survey data is more forward-looking, while many other reports are backward-looking. We believe more economic data indicators are on pace to soften in the coming months. Trade deals would likely provide support for equities, but we believe financial markets are underestimating the potential for prolonged tariff negotiations. We don't expect tariff concerns to abate anytime soon. Meanwhile, 2025 and 2026 earning estimates have been steadily revised downward. Tariff policy uncertainty and declining earnings will likely cap further equity upside price movement. CNN's investment team meets regularly to review portfolio positioning. We executed a portfolio rebalance in the days following the Liberation Day tariff announcement to take advantage of the equity market decline and purchase equities back to their target allocation by trimming fixed income. We expect volatility to continue. If equities test their April lows, we will likely use the opportunity to rebalance again and possibly increase our equity target allocation. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.